This is Ozarks at Large. Under the Patient Protection and Affordable Care Act, more than a half million Arkansans who don't have any health insurance can now purchase coverage. More than half will qualify for free coverage under federally expanded Medicaid. But rather than signing up for traditional Medicaid, individuals will enroll in private insurance. Arkansas is the only state to expand Medicaid coverage via what is called the private option. Ozarks at Large's Jacqueline Froelich provides a progress report.
Last month, the Arkansas Department of Human Services mailed out letters to thousands of clients it deemed eligible for free comprehensive health care coverage under the state's newly expanded Medicaid program. Amy Webb is Director of Communications.
We sent them a letter to their homes that said, you are eligible for the Arkansas Healthcare Independence Program, which is the name of the program that the private option created. And all you need to do is sign this letter and return it to the Department of Human Services, and we will begin the enrollment process on your behalf.
Of 32,000 letters mailed, more than 55,000 responded within 3 weeks. Webb said the agency also identified more than 2,500 children to enroll in Arkansas's free health care coverage program called Our Kids First. The U.S. Health and Human Services Department just 2 weeks ago approved Arkansas's novel Medicaid expansion plan, granting the state a necessary Medicaid waiver to proceed. Three other states may pursue a similar demonstration project, but Arkansas is the first. Private option enrollees can choose from four qualified health plans, or QHPs: Arkansas QualChoice, Arkansas Health and Wellness Solutions, Arkansas Blue Cross Blue Shield, as well as Blue Cross Blue Shield Multi-State. Each QHP provides plan levels: bronze, silver, gold, and platinum. The more valuable the medal, the higher the premium. Amy Webb says private option enrollees will be directed to silver plans because they're cost-effective. Those clients will also be directed to healthcare.gov or access.arkansas.gov, the state's public assistance portal.
We'll send everybody who has been determined eligible for the private option a letter that says this is how you complete the enrollment process. The private option enrollment process is a little different than the traditional online marketplace enrollment process in that it's not real time just yet. Folks need to go to a second site which we provide them in the letter and just answer a few health screener questions, and then they can shop and pick their plans.
To qualify for Medicaid-sponsored private coverage, individuals must earn less than $15,860 a year, a family of four, $32,500, range in age from 19 to 64, and not be medically frail. Once enrolled, private option clients will receive a health insurance card, the difference being that federal Medicaid funds will be used to pay the premiums. Private option clients can contact the DHS call center in Batesville or visit with one of 537 in-person assister guides operating across 75 counties. Over the summer, they were hired and trained by IPA guide program managers like this one.
My name's Joanna Seitz. I'm the outreach manager at the community clinic in Springdale.
53% of community clinics' patients are children covered under traditional Medicaid, and many of their parents who've not been able to afford insurance will likely be eligible to enroll in the state's novel private option plan. And Joanna Seitz says she's ready.
We have five IPA guides. We have three in Benton County serving Rogers, Gentry, Gravette, and Siloam Springs. We have two in Washington County that are serving, Fayetteville, Springdale, and all the rural communities around.
Her guides are currently completing licensure, so have not enrolled anyone yet. It's not new. Most IPA guides in the state are still getting situated. Joanna Seitz, a recent master's degree graduate in social work, is excited to serve on the front line of healthcare reform in Arkansas.
It's reform at its best, I feel like, and we're constantly learning new things. One thing is that we've learned that we have to be flexible. We have to be flexible with all the changes with the implementation in Arkansas.
With her on the cutting edge is IPA guide Heidi Hernandez.
We are working on a schedule and an appointment with our new clients, or we're even going to start working with our patients first to meet their needs and see if they are going to stay with the community clinic. We're hoping that they choose to do so. And we're going to try to work with them first. And we're open to there's other IPAs that will be working with the people who come from outside and set up an appointment. This is a very personal one-on-one information that we're going to go through. So appointment will be the way to go.
Heidi Hernandez, who is bilingual, says she's helping to quell fears, especially among the Latino community.
They have been told that they have to have insurance or they're going to get penalized. So they've been afraid of how much they have to pay for that. They've been afraid to come in and talk to people and know a little bit more about what is required to enroll. They are afraid to say, you know what, I only have a certain number that works for me, and would I still get penalized? Do I need to prove insurance for the rest of my family because I only claim taxes but I'm not legally here?
Undocumented immigrants cannot enroll on the marketplace, of course, but hundreds of thousands of undocumented young people who qualify for temporary U.S. residency conveyed by the Obama administration can now seek coverage because they have necessary credentials. And Marshallese migrants can also enroll.
They all enter legally to the United States. Therefore, they have the right to come in and to go out as they please, and that makes them legally present. And one of the requirements to apply for the marketplace is that you're legally present. Therefore, the Marshallese are eligible for it.
Under a compact of free association with the United States, Marshallese are allowed to live in the United States and work for as long as they wish. And according to demographic profilers, many are working poor, so will be eligible for subsidized coverage. However, under current state and federal Medicaid rules, they cannot enroll in the private option. IPA Guide Program Manager Aaron Randall is based at the Economic Opportunity Agency of Washington County and is also busy training his guides to serve culturally diverse clients.
Seven guides. We have seven healthcare guides. Each one's going to, you know, hopefully serve approximately 1,000 uninsured Arkansans by the time that all this is done in the end of March. So we've kind of got a crash course here of getting as many people in the door as possible in the next 6 months.
Because Arkansas Online Marketplace links to the federal portal, which must fetch and confirm data from a complex of sources, crashed right after a launch on October 1st. The glitch, Randall says, has provided his guides a respite to better organize and prepare and to give consumers time to research options online at ArkansasHealthConnector.com, which is working.
We have a huge interest. I mean, right now we have a backup of probably, 300 or 400 people we're kind of waiting to serve anyway. So it's a matter of really getting to those people as quickly as we can when the system kind of gets back fully functional.
An estimated 776,000 Arkansans are currently enrolled in traditional Medicaid, cost shared by USDHS in the state, which counts $62 million in a special trust fund replenished annually by a soda pop tax. Arkansas is expected to save $115 million in Medicaid costs under the Affordable Care Act this year, according to the Arkansas Insurance Department. Working poor who enroll in the new insurance marketplace who are not Medicaid qualified can also get financial help. But for most private option enrollees, 100% of their premiums will be paid for by the Fed. Down the road, Arkansas will have to cost share that if the program is reauthorized. Eligible private option enrollment is open, but to secure private insurance coverage starting January 1st, eligible Arkansans must enroll by December 15th. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Jacqueline Froelich.
For more information, check out the Get Help link on arhealthconnector.org or call toll-free 855-283-3483.